a mission to reign supreme, the dragons went into battle with the warriors once again to become Varsity Champions for the sixth year. 16 teams, 8 games, only one winner. Let the battle commence. This is Smoke Radio at Varsity 2017.
It's a very action-packed day, though. Very, very action-packed day.
Very action-packed.
Action-packed on the pitch as well, because Westminster actually have the put into the scrum in decent territory. They're on the 22 line. Dispatched well to the number 10, who's been kicking well all day, and his passing's not bad either. And number 12 has fought through here. He's got
through.
Two to beat. Big step from him. He goes over. 20 recovers it. There's too many men on the outside. And
Westminster try.
Have equalised. 5-5 down in the near corner here. Really good bit of rugby, actually.
Crowd going mental. Cheerleaders going mental. Bone fingers. I can see them.
Bone fingers being thrown in the air in admiration for the Dragons' try. It's going to be a tough kick, though. We saw West London miss one earlier.
Is in a very wide left position.
Yeah, very wide. Owen Farrell would struggle to make that, actually. I'm not going to lie. But number 10's been kicking well all day, so. Chance here, though,
I mean,
to
it's
go
quite
ahead.
A windy day as well, so if it's a left footer, it could swing right outside the post.
He's going to have to judge the wind well. But a chance to go ahead, and that should be enough.
I mean, you'd argue a right footer might be easier because the wind seems to be pulling towards us at the moment.
Yeah, it's blowing in our faces.
Number 10's going for it.
Who has been kicking good all day. So
he has, yeah. I'd be impressed, though, if he makes this one.
Hopefully that top knot might actually make him judge the wind a little bit better. He might be able to feel it more in his hair, Ollie.
That's where the power is. All the power in the top knot. Setting up here. Taking a very Owen Farrell stance, actually. Very angled on the ball.
I have faith in number 10. Faith in the top knot. Go on, son. He's running for it.
Boots oh dear!
It. What the hell happened there?
Not a great kick, and
but
he throws the cone.
Not happy with that, and I'm not happy with that.
I don't think anyone's happy with that. But at least
UWL are happy with that.
At least we're level now, back 5-5.
A lot of players standing around waiting for the referee's whistle. A lot more respect in rugby actually towards the referee. I was standing on the sideline for the football match. There was a lot of sort of back chat, dissent, some would call it. Towards the referee, and a couple of yellow cards were shown actually in that game. Over here it looks like very sporting, understanding the referee, which is what you like to see at a Varsity event.
I just think in the second half, surely the managers or the coaches should be telling the players that just go out and sort of enjoy it. Both teams seem to be playing quite conservatively in this first half. They don't seem to be playing like with any sort of much attacking intent anyway.
Need someone to pull something out of the bag and really get the crowd going. They've done well to stay in it, the crowd, this long.
If a couple of tries happen, let's say, in 5 minutes or so, I think that'll open sort of the floodgates for a lot of attacking play.
Yeah, players are going to get tired, aren't they? So spaces are going to open up behind both lines. That is a hilarious incident. Number 10 has smashed his teammate, and West London somehow recovered the ball. But two West London players colliding there.
That's got
to
work.
Did well to recover that, actually, because that looked like a big hit. Surely there will be words in the changing room at half-time.
Both of the players there as well were running full pelt. So
yeah,
that.
Clearly only eyes for the ball, obviously. But number 8, who's battled through for a second time. 15's got to stop him. He's nowhere near. No chance. That's a good tackle from number 14. Inches away from the try line. Try to the University of West London. 10-5. It's number 8 again who did most of the hard work there. And he palmed it off to number 10 to get all the glory after a great run. So not a bad try.
There was quite a scramble as well towards the end. He really had a struggle, really stretched for it, but he got it in the end. So, huge reel, but well done, good sir.
The mismatch between number 8 and the skinny little number 15, the fullback. He looked like he did not want to enter contact there, and for a reason, number 8 for West London is built very well. So,
Westminster at that half-time top, they need to really come back and push for it, put all their energy into the second half to really get those points back and start playing a good, strong game of rugby.
Yeah, they're playing like they don't really care.
5 minutes. Stuart's informed me there's 5 minutes left. Fantastic.
But yeah, I mean,
that's the best news I've heard all day. It's been a long first half.
They're playing like they care about the game.
I think they've just got to get in at half time and really fire each other up, because like, that's another missed tackle.
Yeah, because like, yes, we may have won Varsity so far, but we want to win this game to sort of finish them off, if you know what I mean. Like,
it's embarrassing, really. It's number 8 is slammed into contact. He is the danger man for West London. He is Bill. I don't want to even attempt to guess his weight, but it's probably twice as big as me.
A lot.
But away come. That's got to be a knock on. from West London. Referee, though, allowing the advantage for Westminster, and it's nicked away. Number 20 coming out now.
UWSU men's rugby.
So I've been told there's a bit, it's kicking off.
What's happening out there?
On the pitch, in the crowd.
A little bit of argy-bargy in the crowd, is there?
Well, you know, I was just saying how our cheerleaders, you know, we've come out in numbers, we're looking great, we're looking sparkly. I've just been told that UWL are trying to steal our pom-poms.
Oh, that is not on, not at varsity.
Can't have anything. Our pom-poms, you can't have
them. Can't have anything. Can't have our trophy, which I'm holding here now. We're holding on to that for at least another year, so maybe the pom-poms were a second place.
But that's, I mean, that to me just shows the kind of people at UWL. Yep. Stealing pom-poms, get a grip.
Get a grip, lads. Westminster actually did win the line-out for the first time in a while. It did go straight down the middle, so a chance here to build an attack. Our number eight's not quite as big as their number eight, but he's driving into contact. He seems one of the only players up for doing that at the moment. And away we come with the ball, making a couple of yards, actually, on the West London back line. We have only a couple of minutes until the half-time interval.
And then we'll be over to our very own...
Touchline expert.
Touchline expert, are you handing the baton on to Stuart?
I believe
number 22 is in a lot of space, but he drops it.
My journey as a varsity commentator, passing the touchline baton on to Mr. Stuart Armour.
Yeah, we'll be going down to him very shortly. Just under 2 minutes now until the halftime whistle is going to be blown. Westminster, though, the players especially, they need to look more over each shoulder because there was an opportunity there to really open up to the right-hand side. We might have broken through, but instead he just ran on. Wasn't successful.
I tried to beat his man and it didn't work.
It's interesting. There's a little bit of showboating with a pass behind the back that wasn't really needed when you're 17-5 down.
It was a really disguised back pass, which was really wasn't needed.
It looked good, but...
Yeah, it looked great. It
might, massive
It would look good on a YouTube highlights.
Yeah.
But...
Oh, great touch from a man on the sideline there, flicking the ball away.
Now on to Lucy Lavery, she did that in the women's football. Probably had the best touch of the match in that.
Yeah, if you were actually watching the women's football, I had a great touch putting it back into play. left foot as well. I normally play on my right.
Play your right.
Left foot, straight in, straight back to the Dragons. Spot on.
It was definitely the best part of that game.
it was
really
the most excited I felt for a while.
In front of the Damien Buaja stand here in Ealing, the ball's dropped again and Westminster have it, but the referee's blown up once again for a foul on either the line-out or the knock-on, I believe, that followed. So it'll be Westminster put in to the scrum.
I feel like Westminster just really need half-time.
Yeah, they've got to try and get there.
To regroup, to like have... So basically for the manager to have a go at them saying you've been rubbish this half, put some more effort into it and go for the attack.
Damage limitations, I think, at
half-time. I think maybe what they should do, they should take a note out of Jack Scott's book, who's the captain for the men's football. He had a Lucas Aid right mid-game, and that performance was spot on. Go back in change rooms, have a few Lucas Aids, be ready.
Change his performance in the men's first, definitely, that Lucas Aid.
Oh, yeah. He had a couple of sips of that, and he was amazing.
Of course, winning the men's football 2-1 earlier on, which actually secured varsity for the sixth year in a row, which means not too much is riding on this game. It's 17-5 to West London and a bit of pride at stake here.
I feel like that's maybe why they've been playing, not maybe so well, but they've been trying so hard.
Yeah, they've
just
got
to get a bit of pride back for the West London fans, really.
It'll make the score a little bit closer. I can't actually see the scoreboard is directly below us. And away come West London. He sold 5-6 players, number 9.
He sold
the fullback again. Can't handle with him. And it's tapped away. That is a knock-on. But it saved the try.
The West London players below us are absolutely livid that he's messed up that chance.
He seemed to have a clear run straight forward. I don't know why he's decided to try and throw it back. It was there. The ball was flicked out of his hand.
Well, I tell you what, our friend that was below us giving us evils, he's got even more of a frown on his face. He's not happy, is he?
He wants this game over and done as quick as possible.
But I mean, that's what I mean, the spirit of UWL. I mean, I don't even know the man, and he's looking up at me, giving me evils. Got an issue with me, Ollie.
Got an
I'll
issue.
I'll take him on.
Take him on. I think you could probably take him, actually. He's only sub, so clearly not one of the most well-built men on that team. That was an attempt at a quick kickoff, but the referee pulls it back. And there we go again. Number 4, who's been decent in this first half, runs
straight
in. Oh,
he's like an ox charging through that.
A bull in a china shop, smashing everything in his path. And away come. They're trying to rip the ball, actually. Westminster have it back. And they've done well to survive that. There's an injury though. Number four, who was smashing things up earlier, is still rolling around on the floor, and they're calling for the medic, actually. Calling for some medic. The first big injury of the game, actually. It's been quite tame so far.
So 17-5. We're now going to go live over to Stuart, our touchline correspondent, to have a chat with him about what's going on and what's the latest. Hello, Stuart.
Hello, Lucy. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can indeed.
Good, good, good. I've got James, the Dragons coach, with me. As we look at, we're standing in front of the scoreboard right now, and it is 17-5. How are we finding the second half?
Well, I'm hoping we've got the win for us in the second half. I think with our forwards very much in the game, I think we can use the win to get in the right areas of the pitch. Then actually we can really get back into this game. I think we've got a real opportunity of doing that. Yeah. It's now just showing that conviction and showing that energy
while we're down to 14 men for the first 10 minutes of that second half.
Perfect. So you you obviously had a lengthy chat at half time with them.
Yes.
What kind of message have you sent to the Dragons?
More sort of talking about territory and I think attitude as well. We're down to 14 men, so attitude is going to be absolutely key. What a great, going to be whichever team works the hardest over 80 minutes that's going to win this.
Yeah, no worries. Well, I'll let you get back to your touchline duties. James, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We've won varsity at least, eh?
Okay, yeah. Hopefully we can finish on a high then.
Lucy, he's happy. He's obviously sent a message out to the team. He wants to turn this around. We're going to see what happens. The second half's about to kick off.
Hopefully.
Back to you.
As this game draws to a close, there's a chance to maybe get some of our own personal pride for those 15 men on the pitch to try and get this to a more respectable scoreline there. Currently 17-5 down and have been since half-time. Another water break, though, on the pitch. A lot of breaks.
So we will be going down from our commentary position towards the end of the game to finish varsity how it, well, it normally finishes that way for Westminster, with a pitch inversion disco on the touchline.
That's what you need. And that's what you want.
And now the dragon is being lifted up by a group of cheerleaders. That is something I did not think I would see tonight.
Health and safety will not be happy.
Is so high up. That's perhaps one of the best things I've seen all afternoon. What a lucky dragon.
A wild Stephen's pool being lifted off in the air. It's what we want to see.
I think we need to confirm reports that is Stephen in there. We're going to get a mic down to him.
Yeah,
and a big reveal.
I don't know if it still is Stephen, but I'm thinking, you know, Stephen, he's not a small bloke. He's very tall.
He is.
Cheerleaders, how?
Very good at what they do,
a
those
good,
cheerleaders.
A good, strong team effort.
Very good indeed.
Very, very strong indeed.
Westminster put into this line out here and a chance to gain some yards. A lot of shouting going on, and that's a better line out and away. Oh, that's a huge hit. A huge hit for the number nine. In fairness, he's just got up and taken it because.
What a legend.
What Westminster do?
That looked.
You get off and take it.
Like such a hard hit.
Wipe that grass off your backside and carry on.
Like, that was a huge clash of hit. Look at him.
He took it off water.
Number
like a
nine has taken an absolute.
Like off a duck's back.
My, that was sickening. But he's, in fairness, he's got up and he's playing it off like a hard man, I'm tempted to say. And he's gained some yards from it as well. We're now moving into the 10 yards, yeah. Within 10 yards of the try line, but I think it's a West London put in. With less than 10 minutes to play here at Trial Finders Field in Ealing, home ground of the West London Spartans, of course. Varsity already been won by Westminster, but losing here, I make it 22-10.
22-10, exactly.
22-10.
Yeah.
But guys, remember, Varsity Champions 2017.
It's another amazing achievement from the
uni. 6 years in a row, as we keep mentioning.
6 years. We haven't let that one go quite yet, so. And we won't. I think it'll be partying long into the night back at the Undercroft Bar. For anybody listening back in Harrow or any other central London campuses, do come along to the bar.
I'll be there.
Stuart will be there. Stuart's not normally there, I'm not going to lie. I've never seen Stuart at Messy Monday's event.
It's going to be a special night for sure.
Exactly.
So special night.
I'm not going to lie, it's not going to be a late one because I do have to get home. It is a bit of a trek for me.
He only lives in like Crawley or what was it?
Crawley.
Yeah, it's only by Gatwick, so he's not far.
No.
Take a plane there, mate.
Just go down Heathrow and get a plane to Gatwick. But, you know.
Ball's dropped again by Westminster and recovered by West London for the. It must be into double figures how many times unforced errors. Referee waves his flag, raises it with his right hand to indicate that the ball is again a West London put in from the line out.
I mean, when I was talking to James at half time, or literally just before the start of the second half, he said that he wanted the guys to go out there and give it the best. So, I mean, I hope this is their best.
Yeah, Taz was up here a couple of minutes ago saying that this team was put together 6 months ago. So to challenge a team like West London, who have these kind of facilities and a couple of semi-pro players in their lineup, it's a very impressive performance. It's not embarrassing. It's only 22 teams.
Yeah, I mean, because we've lost loads of key players in the last couple of years. Yeah. I mean, we've lost Stuart Avis, who was a big player for them. He graduated last year. You had Jim, who was president of the SU last year. You had Otis, who played rugby. So, I mean, they've lost a lot of big key players to their side, and they're still putting a creditable performance to that extent.
How dare those guys graduate after 3 years at uni? How dare they
do
that?
I know. Shouldn't they come back for a fourth term?
Come back for an alumni game, but...
Yeah.
That wasn't the case. And that is number eight again. Look at that. He's powering through. It took about seven different men to bring him down.
And I think if West London play it properly here, they could get another try.
Get another try, but I think it was a knock on. Yes. And it will be Westminster's ball.
Saying that, I think we should petition for Dom to come back for a fourth year. What do you think about that, Ollie?
I'd love to see Dom around campus next year, back at the bar. Down in possibly, if we get them, 2-pint glasses of whatever he wants to do.
That'd be a reason for me to come back.
Yeah. With your alumni card.
With my lovely alumni card.
UWSU Men's Rugby.
We've got a couple of the members of the football team actually that have joined us on commentary.
We have got with us Jack Scott, and what's your name?
Luke Shepherd.
Luke Shepherd is also with us. So what's the general thoughts today then?
Buzzing. Absolutely over the moon, to be fair.
So the second team.
Yep.
Give me the lowdown. Luke Shepherd.
8-0 thrashing. Easier game than we expected. We thought they'd come a lot harder than that, but I think once we got the early goal, they just crumbled and then managed to get away. Easy game.
Obviously, in the first team game, it was quite a close encounter. And I mean, the ref, obviously, he was given some very odd decisions, I'll put it that way. Yeah. But obviously, if we go back to your goal, obviously it was just a big long ball up from the goalkeeper and it sort of just kept bouncing. Then you just whacked it first time into the back of the net.
Yeah, it was quite a good finish. I don't know what the centre-back was doing, to be fair. He's gone for a big swing, hasn't hit it, and I've just pounced on it. Instincts, really.
And obviously, they got a penalty to make it 1-1. Obviously, you weren't very happy about that. What did you make of it?
That was so soft. I've never seen a softer penalty in my life. And then a couple of minutes later, down our end, I thought I was fouled. Yeah,
the ball came over the top. Quite similar to the goal, I'd say. Yeah. You were sort of through on goal, and then you sort of got sort of pushed it.
Yeah, and I think that was definitely more of a penalty than theirs. But, referee. I thought all the officials today in the football was not great. Yeah. Not at all.
I mean, obviously, at least you won the game in the end, and it clinched the varsity win for us today. 6 years on the trot. Absolutely, that's great news to hear.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. That's all we wanted to do. Go out and win both games. We've done it. It's even sweeter when you win it for varsity.
Obviously, being captain of the football team, did you give a big inspirational team talk at half-time to inspire that win in the second half? Or?
To be fair, I didn't. Down to the manager, to be fair. Got a couple of older boys, wiser heads in the team, that kind of shared their knowledge. It's my first varsity. They've played three now, so they kind of know what's going on. So to be fair, it was the older boys that spurred us on, to be fair.
So just changing the subject now slightly, talk me through the flip-flops.
Flip-flops. So I knew that my feet would be hurting after the football match, so I just thought flip-flops would be easy. I've got trainers to change into later, but...
Haven't you got cold feet?
Yeah. Well, they keep falling off, but...
Just be careful on the pitch invasion that you don't get your toes trodden on.
That is, I might have to put the trainers on for that.
Well, thanks very much, Jack and...
Luke Shepherd.
cheers, mate.
Cheers.
You enjoy it.
Thanks very much.
Cheers.
Bye. Nice meeting you, lads.
Cheers, guys. That is perhaps the most football interview I've ever seen. Jack, captain of the football team, dressed in a full night tracksuit and flip-flops, ready to invade the pitch. But obviously, 2-1 victory in the football earlier. So, fair play to them. Well done to them. There can't be much long left in this game. I'm looking at my watch. We've passed
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Yeah.
I can't tell the time. My watch says 7 o'clock.
Need to move it forward an hour.
Forgot the clocks went forward at the weekend. Past 8 o'clock. This game was scheduled to finish at 8 o'clock. Lucy and I believe Dom is going down for the pitch invasion in a couple of minutes' time. So
it'll just be me and you up in the gantry.
In the gantry, as it normally is. Smoke Radio's pro commentators, Stuart Armour and Ollie Browning, covering Varsity 2017 live on Smoke. drawing to a close. They won the game, but they've lost Varsity, so the celebrations will be quite muted from West London. It will be Westminster
that will be
the happier at the final whistle. And it's another missed conversion. It remains
32-15. There we go. It's fine. Line of whistle. We've got a hand down full-time to Lucy and Dom.
Down to
pitch side. Can you hear us?
Hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Dom.
Well, yes, I'm right by pitch side now. Obviously, West London won the rugby, but University of Westminster have won Varsity overall. So it's ours, really, isn't it?
It is ours.
It is. It's ours.
Dom, where's the pitch invasion? Get everyone on.
Where is the pitch invasion? Why is everyone not playing amongst it like I did in first year?
Dom, come back a bit, please.
Out of reach.
You are out of reach.
Right, I'll stay as much as I can towards you. But yeah, it's not as mental as it was when I was in first year. But still, we've won Varsity. We may have lost the rugby. However, it's still ours.
Dom, I reckon you should send Lucy over to get the party over where you are, Dom. That's what you should do. Go and get Lucy to get the party over.
Yeah, Lucy over. Fans, and we'll head back to the studio.
I'm in amongst it now with Mark Hoskin. We've won. What do you think?
Oh, it's an unreal feeling, isn't it? You know, like, there's a lot of people here. Everyone is absolutely ecstatic at the fact that we've retained the title. And it's absolute chaos on the pitch. You can't go wrong with it. Absolutely loving it.
Now, what I want to know is, there was some controversy. I saw one of the Dragons' head being basically rugby tackled by UWL. Do you know what happened there?
I'm not too sure. All I know is that there's been a bit of chaos with the Dragon. An ear has gone missing. And the Dragon is currently without a head. It's not looking good for the Dragon, but I'm sure we will reign supreme. And next year, the Dragon will be back for a bit more chaos.
OK, so I'm here now with some fans. What do we think?
I thought it was a thrilling game. Result obviously wasn't on our side, but I feel like we did okay. They're a very good rugby team, West London.
We lost the battle, but we won the war.
Also as well, I just want to talk about that controversy. Our Dragons lost an ear. What's that all about?
I think it's an absolute scandal.
We came across the pitch, UWL had ripped the head off our Dragon, trampling it into the ground of the rugby pitch. It's not on.
I think it's a disgusting act from a disgusting university. I think they should be shut down. But then their lack of firsts and 2-1s should probably already warrant that.
Joined now by the Westminster Dragon himself, Stephen Small. How was it?
I thought my identity was supposed to be secret.
Well, we were saying all day on the stream who it was.
Oh, okay, hello. Yeah, I'm the current mascot. I was saying I wanted to be it, and here I am. I'm it. Very sweaty. Good game, though. The crowd were great, getting involved with everything we're doing, so yeah.
You got your head stolen, would you rate the experience out of 10?
Experience is great, except for getting the head ripped off me by one of the West London University people. But sore losers. It's disappointing. It's unsportsmanship. But what can you do?
Come on, Westminster!
6 years in a row, I think.
Of course, Westminster champions again. 6 years running. Thank you for tuning into your Smoke Radio coverage. As usual, follow us on all the social media. If you've got anything to tweet in the aftermath of Varsity, @Smoke_Radio. So from me, Ollie Browning and Stuart Armour, goodbye.
And thank you for watching on Smoke TV and listening on Smoke Radio.